Welcome back to Coach Speak, presented by Carl Otto of Webster City here on 95.7 KQWC. Quinn Douglas back here on this Monday evening on our Coach Speak, presented by Carl Otto. As joining us on the line now is the head boys soccer coach of the Wright County Broncos, Ethan Crockman, joins us. Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
Sweet. Thank you for having me today.
So as we take a look, after the first week of the season, your program is off to its best start in its short history, 2-0-1 start. You open up with a 1-0 shutout on a blustery night over at Iowa Falls on Monday. You come back Tuesday night, you take down Ballard 2-1 down in Huxley before coming to a draw with a solid Clear Lake team on a Thursday night. So 2-0-1 is where your team sits right now. And just through the first handful of games of the regular season, what are you excited about with this group? What has stood out to you about what they have done well here so far?
What I'm excited about with this group of boys is that, you know, you have a group that's played probably since they were little kids, and they've just kind of stuck with each other through the whole system. And that kind of, you know, is the one thing that I'm sure a lot of other teams would like to have, is the chemistry piece. And, you know, it pays itself in dividends when you see them playing on the field. They're communicating. Sometimes they're doing it without even speaking. They just kind of know where they're all at. And they're, like I've said to them multiple times, I go, your guys' determination and grit and, you know, ability to kind of just keep on pushing through, you know, as the games you talked about, Iowa Falls and down in Huxley against Ballard and even against Clear Lake on Thursday, those are no easy tasks to complete in order to get to the situation where we're at. And it takes a certain level of resolve in order to pull through those kind of difficult situations at times, if you want to call them that.
And looking at those who have stood out here in the early going, your leading scorer so far is actually a freshman, Jorge Luis Guzman. He had goals in the game against against Ballard and Clear Lake. He's got two on the season. At goalkeeper, Juan Ulises Medina, he's off to a really good start. 33 saves on the year. He's just allowed two goals, has a save percentage of nearly 95% here through the first week of the season. And just looking, those two in particular, what they have been able to do on the field, just what kind of a growth have you seen from them, even from the start of where you guys were at the start of practice this year?
You know, and that even speaks to the last couple of years and previous seasons, is that we've kind of always had a solid defense, and we've always been able to withstand the pressure. But, you know, offensively, it's been kind of nice to have someone like Luis Guzman to, you know, kind of match that energy in the front of the field where we've needed some offensive pressure. And he scored a goal in every single game so far. And tonight against Charles City, we're looking to kind of add more to his tally and kind of, so to speak, give maybe Juan in the back end of things, give him a little bit more of a break. You know, I'm not downplaying the fact that he's got a 95% save rate and 33 saves on the year. That's amazing. But, you know, sometimes, you know, we don't want the guy in the net to be working all that much too at the same time. And those two just together, you know, one's at one end of the field and one's at the other. They're both really dependable. They're cornerstones of the offense and the defense as a whole.
And as we look at the schedule here coming up this week and a little bit beyond, you guys are at home tonight against Charles City, another opportunity to put a win in the win column, and then a big matchup with kind of the class of the North Central Conference in Webster City on Thursday night at Link Spiel at 5:30. And then the following week, you got a busy week with Central Iowa United coming to town on the 10th, Humboldt, another really solid program coming in conference play on the 13th, and then hosting Waterloo East on the 14th. To kind of wrap up next week. And just looking at the slate ahead over the next 2 weeks, what are some things you're looking forward to see out of your athletes here with this schedule coming up here over the next couple of weeks?
Over the next couple of weeks, I'm really looking forward to, one, seeing how they'll perform tonight. And, of course, you know, going down to Webster City, like Craig Signorine's got a really good program down there. And, you know, we're kind of on the up and up right now. So it'll be a real litmus test as to kind of seeing where we're at, but I'm very confident going into Webster City on Thursday that we'll be able to match up quite nicely with them and give them a run for their money. And, you know, going to bring in Central Iowa United here on Friday, And just another game, I think, will be a good, solid chance to put in the win column. And like you said, with Humboldt coming up on the 13th, that'll be another solid test, too, because they've historically had pretty good programs in the past. So those will be kind of the ones out of all of those games that I'm looking forward to the most to kind of see where we're stacking up. But overall, like I said, I'm excited and kind of just keeping the boys focused on one game at a time. You know, in 2 weeks, there's five games there and not a lot of downtime. So, you know, just taking it one step at a time, one game at a time, and, you know, just focusing on what's in front of us and achieving the goals that we need to achieve in order to be successful.
Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us, and good luck tonight against Charles City.
Sweet. Thank you, Quinn. Thanks for having me.
Yep, that was Ethan Crockman, the head boys soccer coach of the Wright County Broncos, here on our Coach Speak program presented by Carl Otto of Webster City. We're back with Rolling Story Girls track and field coach Andy Herrick next here on 95.7 FM.